The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another episode of Live and Local. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. The Flatwater Free Press is Nebraska's first independent nonprofit newsroom. They're focused on investigations and feature stories that matter. The executive director of the Flatwater Free Press is Matt Wynn, and he is my guest today on Live and Local. Matt, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, flatwaterfreepress.org. I'm going to say that website name more than once. That is the place people can go, and they can start reading right now.
They can read our work. They can sign up for our newsletter. All that stuff is there.
There's more to it than just the website. They can actually get a newsletter as well.
Yeah, we have decoupled the content from the distribution. And, you know, our only distribution vehicle is our website and our newsletter. And then we give it away to anyone who wants it, including the fine folks at KIOS or any of our other media partners right across the state or country.
And according to the website, the low price of $0. That's magnificent. I want to mention a couple of things about your background, because this is quite a class organization you've put together. Your personal experience, you were an editor on the investigative desk at USA Today. You've won the Goldsmith Prize for investigative reporting. You've reported for the Omaha World Herald and other newspapers. You're an alum of Omaha Central. And,
Oh,
by the way, and I grew up in St. Louis, you went to J school at the University of Missouri Columbia, and I know how good Mizzou's J school is. You come from a pretty heavyweight background. What are you doing?
I mean, look, my dream has always been to do journalism in Nebraska for Nebraska. This is home. We did the whole itinerant journalism lifestyle for a while, right? We traipsed around, and at the end of the day, it was clear we needed to come back here. My wife is from Omaha. You've got two sets of grandparents here for our kids. This is where we want to be. This is where the work needs to be done. And I just want to make sure that that always had a place, that work could always be supported. And this is kind of my effort to make that happen.
Explain to me and those listening the difference. There's no robberies here. There's not the late breaking news. One of the comparisons on the website says, think of this as kind of a magazine, but with in-depth across the state of Nebraska stories that have importance. Can you delve into that? What does that mean?
Yeah. I mean, on the one hand, it's a very practical decision, right? These things, organizations like ours are across the country. There's 330 of these from coast to coast. Nebraska is one of the last ones to get a statewide version. And part of the reason is because our media is still pretty good. Our newspapers are pretty good. Our radio stations are pretty good. Our TV news is pretty good. And, you know, they have had cuts over the past 20 years. The number of journalists employed in the state is down 52%, right?
Wow.
So there's clearly a need. But the level of work is still good. If you're talking about, you know, car accidents or shootings or what the city council is up to or the school board, that stuff is pretty covered. We're lucky here in Nebraska. Our media does a great job of that. Where I think that we have room to grow, and what I think the Flatwater Free Press offers, is the ability to contextualize maybe some of the bigger, broader stories that are being told, to ask hard questions and to really spend time. You know, the side effect of that having of our journalistic firepower over the past two decades is that it's much harder to justify taking whatever time it takes, you know, 6 weeks, 6 months, to put in the records request, to really understand a story from all sides. And that's where we thrive. That's what we do. We have had a number of reporters work for us where they give us a draft. And, you know, for most newsrooms, well, we edit it, you know, and that basically is going to be what runs. That's not really how it works with us. There is almost in every case we have asked follow-up questions. It's taken an additional couple weeks to get records, do follow-up interviews, and to get those into a story that we feel proud to put our name on. So that's kind of what our brand is.
You mentioned all sides of a story, and there are three current headlines on flatwaterfreepress.org, and I read all three stories. A school sees a lice check, Lakota people sense centuries of repression. Among friends, the Millard mask debate has a different tone, and despite millions in unused aid, evictions carry on. All three of those stories that I read shared something that I don't see very often, and that is there were two sides to this. Nobody was vilified, but the situations are difficult. And I found that refreshing.
Well, thank you. That means a lot. And, you know, hopefully it's not a two sides thing, I would say. Oftentimes we try and get, you know, removed from it and get as many as we want the holistic view of what's going on here. It's very easy to, your word, vilify some of the people in these stories. It's very easy to make a knee-jerk reaction, make a snap judgment on people. And I don't think that's fair. I think so many of us in our lives, we know people that, you know, we often disagree on issues, on topics, and yet they're still good people. It's not right to just make them, you know, this evil thing.
FlatwaterFreePress.org is the website. It's free. You can also have a newsletter delivered to your home, again, for free. Matt Wynn is the executive director of the Flatwater Free Press. He's been my guest today on Live and Local. Nice work you're doing. Thank you very much, and keep it up.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.